He begins with the story of St. Patrick.
What curious mix of luck, legend and legitimacy means that a particular saint gets adopted as a national icon.
The average level of air pollution inside Ireland's smoke-free pubs was 91% lower than inside Irish pubs.
They drink Guinness in Ireland.
Dude, you're lucky!
Snakes, shamrocks, stout.
Hey, I'm talking to you, McFly, you Irish bug.
So the idea that everybody can have this one day a year, whether you're Irish or not, you can celebrate it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody!
With that heady mix of nationalism, pageantry and Guinness swilling around you.
Oh, no, I must have picked up the Irish model by mistake.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady-o.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. To radio, only
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Word that Chinese President Xi Jinping plans to visit Russia for several days next week. Russia and China have been drawing closer in recent months. It appears Ukraine will get the fighter jets it has been pleading for. Poland plans to send Ukraine about a dozen Soviet-era MiG-29s, and Slovakia also plans to ship MiGs to Ukraine. Some of the country's largest financial institutions banding together to keep California-based First Republic Bank afloat. They'll deposit $30 billion in First Republic to bolster its cash reserves. Tear gas filled the air. Police turned water cannon on protesters in Paris. They're outraged over President Macron's use of special constitutional powers to advance controversial pension reforms. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 72 points. More details at srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Diana got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money. They told me the possibilities of garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car.
Diana found out about Optima Tax Relief. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Grandma just passed out from drinking green beer. As she left the pub, she caused a scene. If you got a real good look at her face, you'd see the beer's not the only thing that's green. She started pounding St. Patty's morning. Soon she was stumbling on her feet. Tried to sober up with Irish coffee, but she wound up lying face down in corned beef. Grandma just passed out from drinking green beer. She won't remember watching the parade. The weird thing is that she's not even Irish. Now Grandpa's writing with a Sharpie on her face.
And welcome to St. Patrick's Day on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It is 8 minutes after 6, and there's a lot to talk about with the weather, so let's get rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm looking at the radar, and the leading edge of the rain now has already made it to Clanton, Marion. And, so the rain is actually on a faster timetable than we thought earlier in the week. Breezy and mild today with a high around 71. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. Some possibly strong, maybe severe. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. The rain ending by late tonight. And then windy and colder. Low 40. Tomorrow, a brisk day with a high in the mid-50s. Northerly winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour on Saturday. Low to mid-30s on Saturday night. Oh, man. Oh, my God. It's the ninth. It's the bottom of the ninth inning, and we are getting slapped in the face again. Sunday, very cold for March, with a high barely up to 50. And then we'll be near 30 on Monday morning, first day of spring, with highs only in the 50s, with spring beginning at 4:24 p.m. Monday. Right now, cloudy, it's humid, it's 63 at 610.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your
morning to you.
What in the world are you doing?
St. Patrick's Day.
Celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
Am I Irish?
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's Irish.
Everyone is a little bit Irish.
It's almost showtime.
Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day.
We look at the clock and what does it say?
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is showtime at 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's kind of... Oh, God.
What?
I'm still browsing through some of the stuff. I was reading a story about a Korean restaurant in New York. Yeah. Somebody found a dead rat in their soup.
And... What's the old joke? What's this rat doing in my soup? It looks like the backstroke.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, God. Wow. SkyWest Airlines flight delayed because two of the flight attendants were fighting.
Oh, my God. Now the flight attendants are getting into it.
It's, yeah. I guess the stress from dealing with unruly passengers, they're taking it out on each other. Crazy stuff going on, man. It's 6:11. What we'll do here is we'll get you some 18-19 news and come back with our hard news story of the morning, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
18-19 news.
Governor Ivey joins up with 18 other state governors to push back at ESG policies being used within state employee pension plans. ESG are values that are not based on financial standards, but environmental, societal, and governmental goals for corporations. Large asset management groups like BlackRock now use ESG standards to decide where to direct their capital. Republican governors in these states are now working together to leverage their state pension funds and force change among those asset management groups engaging in ESG policies. In a statement that was made by the governors that Ivey signed on to, it says that ESG policies and investments are a direct threat to the American economy and individual economic freedom, and that it gives financial power to the woke mob while bypassing the ballot box through which Americans normally make their opinions known. More Alabama stories to come after this.
Cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, the flu, and coronaviruses are running rampant. Your immune system needs protection, and that's why I love what my friends over at Centurion Labs are doing. Whether you've got a cough, sore throat, runny nose, or looking to strengthen your immune health, they have a safe and well-researched product you can trust. For a limited time, you can get 20% off your first bottle order when you visit CenturionLabs.com and use the promo code 1819. That's CenturionLabs.com, promo code 1819.
A chain store that sells discounted home goods is closing several of its stores here in Alabama. Tuesday Mornings is restructuring its stores across the nation after filing for bankruptcy last month. Tuesday Mornings has 487 stores in 40 states and will be closing 250 of them in the months ahead. There are 10 stores here in Alabama that will be closing as a result of this decision. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bill Men of Genius.
Bill Men
a genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Phony Irishman.
Mr. Phony Irishman.
Time once again for you to pick up that ridiculous accent and reminisce about the old country. An old country that you can't seem to find on a map.
Irish, I only knew now.
The closest you've come to being Irish was last St. Patrick's Day when you threw up something that looked like corned beef and cabbage.
I was seeing Dublin.
So what if your Irish kilt is a tablecloth from Bed Bath & Beyond? Who cares if your bagpipes are two vacuum cleaners you duct taped together?
I hang my head in Seamus.
Yes, go ahead. Keep dressing like a mentally unbalanced leprechaun. Keep butchering the words to Danny Boy. Because after all, it's apparent that the only pot you've discovered at the end of the rainbow is the kind you rolled up and smoked in the parking lot.
Mr. Phony Irishman.
And you'll bump into a couple of those today, no doubt. At 6:15, we are proud at News Talk to be the local radio affiliate for the sometimes bi-weekly missives of Jeff Bezos. Yesterday, one of the bigger stories is perhaps a nationwide ban on TikTok. So let's see what he has to say about that.
I am Jeff Bezos, and I'm fully endorsing the proposed ban on TikTok. The Chinese government must not be allowed to spy on Americans because, well, hello, that's my job. I know everything about you. I know your credit card number, your credit card limit, your address, your shoe size, your beef jerky preference. I know your favorite movies. Someone likes Amelie. TV shows and music artists. Do you have a Roomba? Yeah, that means I know the exact dimensions of your home. Did you know household dust contains human skin cells? Soon, I'll also know your DNA makeup. And I almost forgot. I have a frickin' microphone right in your frickin' kitchen that you frickin' paid for! But don't worry, your secrets are safe with me. I mean, throw me a bone here. What am I gonna do? Sell it all to the Chinese government?
Does know my credit card number, that's for sure.
Well, if you think about it, he knows all of the things he claims to know.
Right? Of course. And he does have a microphone, three of them in my house.
Yeah, God only knows what they know about you. Hope you're behaving at home. Or just wait for the video to come out, friends. Time for Hard News, brought to you by Petty Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
I think the story that deserves the most attention, and I've been wondering about our governor and when she's going to wake up and smell the coffee, but she has, as you heard in 1890 News, joined Florida and 16 other states in withdrawing. Now, one of the things you've heard about in the bank failures is the people that were running Silicon Valley Bank knew nothing about banking. There was one person with any banking background. And they were making loans not based on creditworthiness or business plan, but on who's next, who deserves it. $73 million to BLM.
So,
if I'm a shareholder there, I'm asking questions like, what was that used for? Why did you do that?
She's joined in with other states to do what? I'm sorry?
They are going to prohibit investment in companies that are making their choices based on ESG. In other words, here's the thing, and Brad McDonald has taught me a lot about this. It's called fiduciary responsibility to clients.
Yeah.
And that means when somebody has your money in a pension plan, their job is to make sure that... Is that big news?
Channel 8.
Oh. No problem. Is to make sure that it's being used in a way that will provide the greatest return to the person that put it in there. So when you're making stupid investments... And look, it wasn't just the Silicon Valley Bank... Signature Bank, Credit Suisse, they're like lining up here because they were basing their loans on what's called ESG, you know, like what's our social score? They're more concerned with crap than they are with how they're doing on behalf of you and your money. So Governor Ivey has said we're not doing that anymore. She has joined 16 other states, including Florida's Ron DeSantis, in saying enough. We're not going to be risking people's money.
Well, it's you know, when it started with that one bank out west, they said this is it. This is a isolated situation.
An insulated incident.
Yeah.
As the great Oliver Wendell Douglas once said on Green Acres. So you're going to be seeing more and more of this. And I got to compliment and thank Brett McDonald, who has, with all the ups and downs and everything else, I made a little money this week.
Good. Good deal. I haven't checked mine.
So he does a great job. He'll be joining us this afternoon as the day wraps up. The early start kind of, what you might say, balanced in that it's not up, it's not down. It's just kind of like sitting there waiting for something to happen.
Well, we'll get it up on the screen here in just a minute.
That's what she said. It was brought to you by Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. They've invented, I've kind of nicknamed it the Rich Thomas House because it is a, and it's pictured on the Penny Earned Concrete Technologies Facebook page, a home that is resistant to winds over 200 miles per hour.
Yes.
Insulated, fire resistant, drive-by shooting resistant, green construction at its best. If you're interested, a lot of people own property. Maybe you're willing to build on it. Maybe this is what you're looking for. But Penny Earned Concrete Technologies has the skill to do it. 284-9292 for a free estimate. Of course, they do all types of concrete projects. In fact, they've even done large-scale homes. Look at this one here.
Wow.
And they look like that, any other house.
That looks like a great vacation spot.
It sure does. And again, it's resistant to those 200-mile-an-hour plus winds. Wow. They are building pads.
Are you going to get yours soon?
For the F-35. I'd love to get an F-35.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the new pad.
They're doing modifications at Danley Field to accommodate the new jets. That is so cool.
Yeah.
But a patio, yes, we're going to do that probably within the next month or so. Just taking basic concrete. I mean, it's not broken up. It's not in bad condition. In fact, that's ideal because now all they have to do is apply a layer of stamped concrete, and it's going to be transformative. So we're looking forward to it. We got our estimate from Tom Latham. You want it done right. I mean, you want, whenever you're doing anything with concrete, you've seen Larry Stevens' backyard, right?
It's beautiful. It's a showplace.
The things that they did with concrete there was all done by Penny Earn to build into the landscape, and it looks amazing. And the best part is, it hasn't broken. There's nothing wrong with it because they take everything into consideration. Soil, a condition of the soil, does how much reinforcement does it need? Because Tom Latham does not want to put his name on anything that's less than a great outcome. 284-9292 for Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Explore their Facebook page. It is quite the experience. All right, you guys in the back, he's arrived.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Just in time for the television.
That's all I'm here for. I just come for TV and then I jet.
Yeah. Well, we're glad. I need you guys to pull me through this today.
Who says that anymore?
Right, exactly. I don't know really where that came from.
Are you down?
Oh, you know, okay, so here's the way my head went. Oh, dude, can you turn them up there? Because our picture was just up there. Okay. I was watching. Yep, there we are. Was watching Frasier last night. There was a scene where they were at a ball game, a basketball game. Niles was listening to a thing on the thing, and a guy sat down and said, "Hey, what's the score?" And he said, "West Side Story," which made me think of Jets.
Oh, yeah.
And then that, and that's where it goes. That's boom, 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 boom.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
I don't know why.
2 days in a row.
But there...
And the Beck asked her Oscars to Rita Moreno for that movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
You sound like Sonny Hawkins.
And she just had a birthday, too.
And she's 90-something.
Yeah. Hey, did you by any chance put in our song of the day?
I have it.
Okay, good.
When I say I have it.
I got you.
I deliver.
See, I was supposed to not be here today, so
yeah, there was no Friday.
There was no timeline.
Yeah.
Well, there is a Friday, but there's just there was,
yeah,
there
yeah.
was.
So when are you gonna make good on your trip? When are you gonna?
I think next Thursday and Friday I'm gonna go down. So be prepared with one of those.
Yeah, so we're going to have a catastrophic storm next week.
One of those concrete homes.
No doubt. Yeah, right.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Okay. A pregnant pause here on
this.
Yeah,
we're just waiting for the, we're being counted in.
Breakfast was great.
How about this picture? Have you seen this?
Oh, look at that. That's a beautiful burger.
It toasted the bun, too.
Ish.
And then for green for St. Patrick's Day.
There's a few people who will be decked out in all green today for St. Patrick's Day, and a few people who refuse to be festive, even if you paid them to. But what are most people doing in a new survey? 80% of St. Patrick's Day fans say they plan to wear green today, and about half of the country plans to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in some way, spending on an average of $44. There's a lot to talk about, so let's hear from our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Hey, guys.
Well, I just want to get this out of the way. I cannot wear green because we have a green screen.
That's right. Weather guys cannot wear green.
Socks, maybe.
Yeah, miss. Yeah, I guess. Hey, here's six of us not wearing green, though. Nobody better pinch me.
Wait a minute. Doesn't this qualify?
That's not green.
That's not green.
That looks olive.
No.
It is not. It's
a derivative of green.
It's turquoise, which is made from green and blue.
It's more blue than any green.
Oh. Yeah, come on.
I try. I tell you, I'm losing. Well, I am wearing my lucky underwear, though.
I really.
Are those green?
Well, we don't want to know.
It's just a clover pattern on a pair of boxers. Very nice.
I will tell you, I was in New Orleans last weekend for my birthday. I went home, and people in New Orleans have a tendency to celebrate everything, right?
Yeah.
So there are a bunch of St. Patrick's Day parades, and I did go to a St. Patrick's Day parade. And it's funny because, you get moon pies in mm-hmm. Mobile, right?
Right.
But at the St. Patrick's Day parades, mm-hmm. you'll get some green beads, but you'll get cabbages, onions, potatoes,
that's cool.
And moon pies is what they throw. So that's kind of the celebration.
Imagine getting belted in the head with a potato at a...
Or a cabbage.
I don't know if any
potatoes
of you...
Potatoes would hurt.
Yeah. Have ever been to Savannah?
Well, they have to hand them out. They have to hand them to
Savannah's got a big, big... St. Patrick's Day tradition, Savannah, for some reason. I don't know why.
Savannah, the Georgia?
Savannah,
or?
Georgia.
We do have a Savannah.
Savannah Sam.
Rich, you know something we don't?
But what is this $44 being spent on average?
Cabbage.
Drinks.
Cabbage.
$44 on cabbage.
This $44 shirt that I bought.
Hey, now that we don't have Irish pub anymore, I've got this great recipe for corned beef and cabbage in the crock pot, 5 hours.
So I love corned beef and cabbage, but I just don't have the patience to make it.
Send that over to me, Rich.
I will. Email. Yeah, I will. I absolutely will. Yeah. So, anybody else going to eat corned beef and cabbage today? No?
If they serve it somewhere, where do they have it?
I don't know.
I could go for cabbage.
I don't know where they would serve it.
That's why I want that recipe for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No problem.
Now, I haven't had corned beef in a while, but
I do it every St. Patrick's Day. Yeah,
I know. Krispy Kreme is serving six different type of green donuts today.
Is that right?
Yes.
Should get one pronto.
Like, let's be honest though. Most people just get really drunk on St. Patrick's.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day is the third most popular drinking day.
And it's a Friday.
Have you ever had green beer? Because I haven't.
Once.
Yeah, you had green beer?
Many years
ago.
What
about green eggs and ham?
I have.
That's Monday's breakfast special.
Yeah, probably so.
There you go.
Hey, you're from Chicago, I understand.
Yes.
They make the river green they turn the
Not
river green.
Not that it needs much help to turn green, but yeah, they do.
It's turquoise color.
I was in the St. Patrick's Day parade in Chicago one year, and all the DJs I worked with, we thought this is the greatest thing. We had a white and green carnation float. They spent $10,000 to decorate this float. And we all went out and bought really cool outfits so we would look awesome on our radio platform on St. Patrick's Day. Just before the parade started, the boss says, "Oh, your outfits are in boxes in the corner there. They made us wear elf costumes. It's 38 degrees. And I'm going down State Street with a
leprechaun.
I'm going down State Street in 38 degree weather with leotards and turned up shoes and one of those hats with the red feather sticking out of the top.
By the way, folks, if you get a chance...
Are there any photos?
If you get a chance, Google Leprechaun and Mobile, and you'll get a great story. There's a great story.
Oh, that thing is viral.
I know, right?
That was a rough sketch of Brian's, didn't it?
They said he was right there in the tree.
Yeah, you know? Right.
That was hilarious. One of the best, most entertaining news stories.
Yes.
Right. I don't want to spoil it, but it's
just
hilarious.
Google it, folks.
Just Google that. Yeah, well, listen, Rich, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm sending it to you, buddy. You're going to have it in about...
I'm cooking a cabbage.
You're going to have it about 10 minutes from now.
Don't forget to leave a window open when you're cooking the cabbage.
Oh, I know. It does smell. Oh,
and every exhaust fan you own.
See you later. Have a great day. Wear something green.
Like this.
Yep. Look. Oh, I got a stripe on my sock here. I don't know if y'all can see that. I got a little green going on.
There you go.
Got a little green in the tie, too. So, yeah. Well, somebody told me it looked like a Christmas tie this morning.
Didn't say that.
This is a forest, Riley. A green forest. A little wolf back there. Well, guys, we got to get out of here. They're gone already.
Yeah, they're already out of here.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. It is 6:31. That leprechaun and mobile thing, that's something we could play, isn't it, later?
Yeah, because it's a news article.
I think we did that long ago. But we'll have it since it's been a while. If not this morning, I'll do it this afternoon. 6:31. The Kawasaki Ninja family of sports, super sport, and hyper sport motorcycles offers the type of exhilaration that can only be delivered by legendary performance. From exciting daily commutes to and from work or anywhere else, they come to mind along with bending top speed suitable only for the track. There's a Ninja sport bike for every type of rider. Kawasaki Ninja Motorcycles, exhilaration is everything, and you'll find that exhilaration and a whole array of fun at Adams Motorsports. See my friend Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime for fun on and off the road, on the water. The jet skis will be coming in soon if they haven't already, and they got a limited supply of those. So once this cold weather has passed this weekend, think ahead. Because it is the best way to enjoy the water as an individual, or there's plenty of room for an extra passenger. There is storage space to take a picnic, and the jet ski can take you into places in the water that a boat just can't go. Anything you buy at Adams Motorsports, whether it's a Ninja, a jet ski, a scooter, all of it can be serviced there, and they have one of the top-rated service departments in all of the United States. They take great care of you after the purchase. And super low interest rates, because the manufacturers like Kawasaki and Suzuki and Kimco and Polaris made right here in Alabama buy down the credit standards, so decent credit gets you done at the lowest rate. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, that's the bypass at Hackle, and open right now online at adamsmotorsports.com. The timeline is next at 6:33, the cheap and trashy later this hour, and random facts after 7 with Jay. Followed, as always, by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're seeing traffic beginning to build on a Friday morning. Get more cars now on 231 out of Wetumpka. Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson busy. East Boulevard and I-85, a little congestion there. And Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, we're getting a little busy there this morning. But overall, things are still looking good all over the area. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method that makes all the difference. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home.
so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Today is St. Patrick's Day. Many bars are serving green beer, but if you want green water, you'll have to go to Jackson, Mississippi. St. Patrick's Day, the most popular day for the Irish to drink. The second most popular is every other day. Try to remember today, if you puke at a bar named O'Reilly's, you're in the wrong place. St. Patrick's Day and Rob Kardashian's birthday. Fitting since he's responsible for 80% of Shamrock Shake total sales. This is not headline news.
At 6:36 with the timeline for St. Patrick's Day, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
77th day of the year. 289 days are left. Have you heard it's St. Patrick's Day?
What?
It is. Yeah. Huh? Yes. Yeah,
since when?
It really is. Check the calendar. It's Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. That makes sense. And it's World Sleep Day. After you drink about 40 beers, sleep. On this date in 461, St. Patrick died. Patron saint of Ireland, wasn't even born Irish. He was actually a kidnapped slave from Britain. And the first St. Patrick's Day parade wasn't celebrated until 1762 in America. How about that? On this date in 1775, the Cherokees sold what was going to become the state of Kentucky to the Transylvania Land Company. They sold it for 10,000 British pounds. Wow. 1845, the rubber band is patented in England by Stephen Perry. So I don't know what they did before the rubber band, man.
See what he did? Because the spinners, and there's a disco version.
I'd have given him a look if he didn't do it.
125 years ago today, in 1898, English-born John Holland invented the modern submarine for the U.S. military. His submarine was submerged off of Staten Island for 3 hours. 1905, Franklin Delano Roosevelt marries Eleanor Roosevelt, not a good-looking woman.
I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
Not a good-looking woman.
113 years ago in 1910, Mrs. Luther Gulick of Lake Sebago, Maine, founded the Campfire Girls. You don't hear much about Campfire Girls anymore.
They may be defunct.
This date in 1957, Elvis Presley bought Graceland from Mrs. Ruth Brown Moore. How much do you think he bought Graceland for in 1957?
I'm going to guess 50,000.
102,500. 23 rooms, 10,000 square feet home, 13.8 acres of land. It would be expanded to 17,000 square feet of living space before Elvis moved in a few weeks later. So it was 10,000 square foot, and it became 17,552 square foot.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, get ready for our song of the day. On this date in 1968, they posthumously released Otis Redding's single Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay. And it started a five-week run at number one. Sadly, though, Otis was killed in a plane crash 3 days after recording the song Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay, which became the first posthumous number one single in U.S. chart history and sold over 4 million copies worldwide. So guess what? It's our song of the day. 3,000 miles I've roamed just to make this dock my home. Just wasting my time sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Sitting in the morning sun.
But the tide wandered yesterday, my darling.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
They won.
Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Where did you live before?
I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay.
How many miles?
I've had nothing to live for.
Never mind.
It looked like nothing's gonna come my way.
So uncooperative.
So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
They won yesterday.
I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
And you probably know that whistling at the end.
Yep.
He meant to come by back and fix that. He was going to put in words, but he died in that plane crash.
We did a contest with that. We had people call up and whistle the end of Dock of the Bay with dry oatmeal in their mouth.
Oh, man. You know, I don't know, I can't always whistle on demand. Can you whistle on demand?
No.
Can't yeah. whistle on demand?
Well,
no, because
there's Montgomery's Men's Health.
No, it's actually from dental surgery. It changed my lip.
Oh.
My whistling lip.
So if you can't whistle on demand, then what? You just... you.
Yeah, okay. but I mean whistle... Like, that was a really, really feeble wish. It was feeble.
Okay.
All right. So sometimes I can't do it just right now.
But it's fun when you put dry oatmeal in your mouth.
Okay.
Messy, but fun.
1969, Golda Meir became the Prime Minister of Israel. But do you know where she's from?
Brooklyn.
Milwaukee.
I only missed by one.
Golda Meir. I did not know that. On this date in 1978, the U2, they're from Dublin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say new album, but there's a new quotation mark album out today from them.
Is that right?
On St. Patrick's Day,
they won what amounts to $850 Freedom dollars in an audition for CBS Ireland in a talent contest held in Dublin. You know what the largest city in the world is? Dublin, because it's Dublin. 38 years.
Thanks, Dad.
38 years ago in 85, the first vaccine for chickenpox was approved in the U.S. 85? Really? The first vaccine?
Wow.
Okay. And chickenpox and shingles are related. You probably knew that. 1999, a panel of experts concluded that marijuana has medical benefits for people suffering from cancer and AIDS. Now we have birthdays. One of the many Kardashians have a birthday. Rob is 36 today. Mia Hamm, who is a women's soccer star, is 51. Rob Lowe used to be in his 20s, but now he's 59.
Mia Hamm, by the way, has a very wry sense of humor.
Is that right? I didn't know that. Kurt Russell today is 72.
I got that.
Thanks.
Rye. Oh, Rye.
Hamm and
Mia,
Rye.
Mia Hamm. No, that went right over my head. Shoo! Oh, Kurt Russell is 72. Patrick Duffy, who was on Dallas, is 74. Was he the one in the shower scene? Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
John Sebastian, Love and Spoonful. You want to take a guess on John Sebastian?
He's got to be close to 80. I'm going to go with 79 on that.
Yes.
He's lucky.
He's 79. 23 days till Easter Sunday. 2 days, 2 weeks to the day till MLB opening day? Yeah. 57 days till Mother's Day, and Christmas is 287 days. On your St. Patrick's Day, that's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now, live from Dublin, it's Beth from Dublin.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, top of the morning. Top of the morning, and happy St. Patrick's Day to all.
It's so good to hear from you, and you generally do call us on St. Patrick's Day, too.
I do, and I need to call more often. I need to work on that, so... Yes, but we're just in the green. The trees are green. The yards are green. Yeah. I have green on, so we're ready.
You work in the city, right?
I do. I work downtown.
Well, you should post a picture on social media so we can see you in your glorious green.
I will do that. And we hope that my son is working with the rodeo, so we're hoping that the horses are going to get to ride downtown. Ooh. if the rain doesn't hold them.
That's
off.
Right. That bad old Rich. Yeah.
Well, they had that one parade yesterday afternoon up 231.
With the the wagon train?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Well, so, all right. Rich, you're going to have to use your pot of gold for the rain today.
All right, I'll do my best. I'm working on it.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you.
And thank you, Beth. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It is 6:46.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
There's lots of green on the radar this morning on this St. Patrick's Day. The leading edge of the rain has reached an Alexander City, almost to Selbourne line at this hour. Breezy and mild today, high 71. Showers and thunderstorms become likely. Some could be strong. With damaging wind gusts, the main threat. Rain ends by late tonight, then windy, colder, low 40. Brisk tomorrow with a high in the mid-50s. North winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will add insult to injury. Low to mid-30s on Saturday night. Sunday, very cold for March. Oh, my gosh, with a high temperature barely up to about 50. That gives an F. I mean, this late in the ballgame with near 30 by Monday morning on the first day of spring. One of the models says it's at 29. That's not good. And a high in the 50s with spring beginning at 4:24 p.m. on Monday. Right now this morning, south winds at 9 miles per hour. It's cloudy and 63 at 6:47.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
And a good word, if you don't mind. In fact, I had a text from our friend Jay Quellen.
Yeah?
Making an inquiry. And I'm sure people believe me, but it's always nice to reinforce. Is Montgomery Paint and Body as good as you say they are? Of course. Absolutely. And yeah. By the way, we have the receipts in this room and throughout this building to prove it. And it's the kind of outcome they strive with 100% effort to do for everybody, whether it's a cosmetic kind of situation, just a little repair, or something more major.
I'm a frequent flyer.
I think your next accident, you get 20% off, right? Something like that. Kidding, of course. But at MPB, it was founded by Donnie Turner because Donnie Turner could not countenance working for people that wanted to shortchange customers. He didn't like it. And when he objected, he's very proud of the fact that he got fired from a job for that reason. So he started MPB, and here it is 4 decades later, and thousands of people have had the experience of bringing them a damaged vehicle and receiving it back looking good as new, maybe better. It's not just fixing what needs to be replaced, repaired, and repainted. It's a bumper-to-bumper approach so that once the damaged area is fixed, they do everything they can to restore the look of the car like it just rolled off the showroom floor, and they have done it successfully so many times. So go where you get more bang for your buck, pun intended. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. We have your SRN News replay then today's Cheap and Trashy, including, you mentioned U2 and Bono earlier, something fun that they did. We have the audio. It's coming up.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Cool.
Word the Chinese President Xi Jinping plans to visit Russia for several days next week. Russia and China have been drawing closer in recent months. It appears Ukraine will get the fighter jets it has been pleading for. Poland plans to send Ukraine about a dozen Soviet-era MiG-29s, and Slovakia also plans to ship MiGs to Ukraine. Some of the country's largest financial institutions banding together to keep California-based First Republic Bank afloat. They'll deposit $30 billion in First Republic to bolster its cash reserves. Tear gas filled the air. Police turned water cannon on protesters in Paris. They're outraged over President Macron's use of special constitutional powers to advance controversial pension reforms. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 72 points. More details at srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Diana got some really bad news from the IRS.
They said you owe quite a bit of money. They told me the possibilities of garnishing my wages, taking my house, taking my car.
Diana found out about Optima Tax Relief. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax saved my life.
Call Optima now for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, so far it has been a quiet Friday. We've got a little bit of traffic coming into Montgomery on Highway 31 out of Selma. A little busy at Redland Road and the River Bridge red lights coming out of Wetumpka into Montgomery. All in all, Montgomery light to moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 looking good this morning. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet. Home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family-owned, family-driven.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 6'8", equal housing lender.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On March 17th, 1987, the world welcomed little baby Rob Kardashian.
Congratulations, it's a beautiful baby boy.
Damn it.
He's a good-looking, healthy boy.
Yeah, we'll put him in a few episodes, I guess.
Rob Kardashian. Kardashian. A star is born.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Welcome to today's edition of Keep and Trashy Celebrity Gossip Showbiz Report. I'm Mr. Dunn3.1FM. I'm your Keep and Trashy anchor, Rick Patel. Anybody paying attention to the tourney?
Oh, yeah.
Couple of big upsets.
Yes, there were.
There were, and Auburn and Alabama both won, but guess who Auburn has to play next? Number one in the country, Houston, on Saturday. But Alabama cruised to a victory, and Auburn won. Who were the upsets again, Jay?
Furman, number 15, beat Arizona. Or was that another school? Anyway,
Virginia, I think.
Yeah, beat number 15, beat a number one school, or a number two school, and then the other one was, oh man, who was it? There was another one, and I'm drawing a blank.
The
now.
University of Old Man.
I'm drawing a blank on the two big upsets.
Here we go. Furman and Princeton were the upset teams. Furman beat Virginia.
That's right, Princeton.
And Princeton beat Virginia Tech. No, they beat number two, Arizona.
That's right, Arizona.
Ooh, that's right.
So, yeah, number that's pretty two. And just two games like that basically can wipe out like 95% of the brackets.
Yeah, exactly.
That have been filled out. But it continues tonight. And we'll end up with the Sweet 16 by the end of basketball on Sunday. The series premiere of the animated spy series Agent Elvis with Matthew McConaughey, premieres tonight on the Netflix. On Amazon, the series premiere of Class of 07, that's an Australian dramatic comedy about apocalyptic flooding. Hulu has The Boston Strangler. That's a true crime thriller starring Keira Knightley and Gary Coon's reporters trying to break the story of the Boston Strangler serial killer who murdered 13 women in the 1960s. There's still doubt that they got the right guy for that, too, by the way. But it doesn't matter because he's dead now anyway.
Yeah.
There was a lot of buzz that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were arguing at the Grammys. He has explained in a new interview what was going on. He says, I saw Trevor Noah approach, and I was like, oh, God, they were framing us in the shot, but I didn't know they were rolling. I leaned into her, and I was like, as soon as they start rolling, I'm going to slide away from you and leave you sitting next to Trevor. But she warned him, you better not effing leave. He says it wasn't a big deal, just a typical husband and wife thing.
Okay. All right.
Half of us wait for a show to end before we start watching it.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Almost half of Americans either sometimes or always wait for a series to end completely before they start watching it.
Oh, yeah. I got you. I like that. I mean,
It's...
Because I like to watch on my time. I hate when you have to wait a whole week.
Yeah, for the next like episode. We used to in the...
well, they're doing that now.
Pre-digital days.
I mean... Mandalorian is one of them. That's every week.
I am enjoying, I think I've watched the whole series at least once, but, you know, Seinfeld, and just taking note of the brilliance in the writing on that show, and their willingness to go totally apolitically correct. I don't know they do it now. You know, shows like that then got away with stuff that we didn't think was so bad. But today, you'd probably have protests or people whining. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are legally changing their son's name to Air, A-I-R-E.
Okay.
Yeah. They said they regret naming him Wolf Jacques. So Jacques is off and Air is in.
If he commits a crime, would that be bad Air?
boy.
If you grew up in the 80s, you probably remember at least hearing about Faces of Death movies. They were supposedly documentaries that showed real scenes of humans and animals dying. But a lot of that footage was faked. About 2 years ago, there was talk that a movie based on the franchise was in the works. It's still happening. with Barbie Ferreira from Euphoria and Doc Ray Montgomery from Stranger Things.
We know a guy that used to bring them to like parties and gatherings, you know, like, hey, let's watch Faces of Death.
Yeah, well, let's watch him saw the head off a monkey and eat the brains. Ugh. Disney has invented a lightsaber that actually expands and retracts, just like the ones in the Star Wars movies.
Oh.
It's
that'd be fun.
A saber with a blade that actually expands and retracts.